Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you today? This is Jumi speaking. I hope you're having an awesome, awesome week so far. How are you doing? So today I'm going to be talking about a very important topic. I know every day I talk about my topics being important. That's because it is important. So the topic I'm talking about today is kill procrastination. Oh my goodness, that's a big deal, right? So, but before I go into this, what is the word for today? Are you wondering what the word is for you today? So the word for today is actually, I feel like we all need to take time to reflect. It's so important for you to take time off your busy schedule of all your, you know, fast life, fast lane life, to reflect on life, to reflect on things, you know. You know, when you take time to just stop and reflect, you discover honey in your experiences that you can eat and grow stronger and wiser. When you reflect, you're able to put things into perspective. You gain new appreciation for things you didn't even notice before. Few of us have clear perspective in the heat of the moment, right? Most of us will have suffered a traumatic experience, usually avoid similar situations at all cost. This can leave us with unresolved issues that leaves us tied up in knots. Reflective thinking enables you to distance yourself from the intense emotion of an experience and see it with fresh eye. Indeed, this process is one of the first steps to getting rid of our emotional baggage. President George Washington observed, "We ought not to look back unless it is to derive useful lessons from past errors and for the purpose of profiting by daily bought experience." Each of us have been shaped by our experiences, and that is so true, good and bad, that we've had in life. When we refuse to deal with things, when we refuse to deal with what you refuse to deal with will deal with you. Got it? And often in harmful ways. We act out of our own resolved issues, but when we bring them into the light and ask God for His grace to face them squarely, they lose their power over us. I don't even know if I could have said that any better. UCB is the company that I use for my word for today. It's my morning devotional, you know, it's the morning devotional word that I get every morning in my emails. And whenever a particular date catches my attention, so this was what April 21st, I shared with you because it ministers to me. You know, we all like get so busy. I mean, we're always busy, always busy doing something. So it's so important for us to just take time out to just reflect on our life, reflect on things, reflect on our situations, how to, you know, make ourselves better in whatever way, you know, you find yourself. So it's so important. I can't stress it any much why it's so important for us to just take time to reflect on things. So today we're going to be talking about why it is also so important for us to kill procrastination. It is so deadly, that word, procrastination. Oh my goodness. I mean, we all find ourselves, even I find myself doing it sometimes without even meaning to do it. Putting things off, whatever you put off, you're still going to have to go back to it anyway. So why are you putting it off? So what does procrastination mean? It basically means that to delay, to defer an action, to put off to another day or time. You know, delay. The word delay is just not a good word. Delay means that you know this has to be done anyways, but you just keep delaying it. And the longer you keep delaying something, the longer it gets worse. Like, for example, you know God has put it in your mind or your heart to start a business, but you just keep, you know, delaying it and you don't take that risk, or you feel like it's a bigger, you know, it's a big risk that you don't even want to take it. That, oh, I'll do that in the future. Oh, I'll do that down the line. But this is what I tell everyone. Time is so precious. The word T-I-M-E is such a precious word that it waits for no man. I was just speaking with my husband recently and telling him how, you know, I see my daughter, my first child, who is 7 years old, Nisi. she's going in, she's, you know, growing into a young lady, and she's about to be 8 soon. And I'm looking at how she's growing, and I'm like, baby, it's actually a miracle to see a child grow. You know, where's the time gone? 7 years flew by so fast. I remember the day I was in the hospital having her. That's the same thing. Time waits for no one. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Time would not wait for you. If you decide that you wanted to, you know, go to college, for example, and you're so comfortable at where you are working that you keep saying, oh, I'm going to take the classes in the fall. Let's just say this was in 2005. Oh, I'm going to take those classes next fall. This is 2006. Before you know it, you're 10 years into procrastinating and you haven't achieved that much. You know, procrastinating is so bad. Like, and it's actually even more dangerous when it's something that was actually supposed to have been done 10 years ago. So, like I said, if you have an idea, if you have whatever God has deposited into your being, whatever passion you think you have, you can make it into an income. Turn your passion into an income. Even if you have to keep working full time while your passion is being funded and you're, you know, getting your passion to that level where you wouldn't have to work anymore. But just let God know that he can trust you with something little. I always say that. And if he's giving you something great, a great idea, and you don't do anything with it and you procrastinate and keep delaying and delaying, guess what? He's going to take that same exact idea. He's going to give it to someone else that's very, very hardworking, very passionate, that can do a lot with a little. He's going to give it to that person. And then one day you just, oh my God, I thought about that. Or, oh, I wanted to do that. But why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? Why? What was stopping you? Oh, I had a baby. Or, oh, I had, or this happened, that happened. I tell everybody today, my very good friend, her name is Dami Ajiboye. She's a doctor and she owns a clinic in Texas. And this is what I tell everyone about her. Any nurse that I meet, if I meet a CNA, I don't even care what rank you are. If you're a nursing assistant or if you're an LPN, if I see one, I'm like, oh, so you're a CNA. Are you going to be an LPN soon? That's my next question. Or if I meet an RN, I go, oh, are you going to be a nurse practitioner soon? Because my very good friend, Dami, I remembered when Dami started at the young age of 20, I think 21. She started as a CNA while she was in nursing school, then got a LPN, and then she became an RN. And then towards the time she became an RN into becoming a nurse practitioner, she got married. She was pregnant. You know, she did the NP while pregnant, had the child. The next year, 18 months later, she had another baby while she was being an NP to becoming a doctor. She did a PhD in the doctor. She's a doctor of nursing, of nurses. And she did a PhD while she was pregnant with our last baby. And now she has a clinic, you know. So what is your excuse? I tell everyone, if Dami can do it with being pregnant back to back and became a doctor and now she has her own clinic that she runs, anybody can do anything if you put your mind to it. And there should be no setback. Sometimes I feel like we're our biggest critics, we're our biggest setback because we don't see ourselves in that position where we can be greater, you know. Sometimes you have to position yourself and just dream big. If you dream small, then you have a small dream. But if you dream bigger, you have a bigger dream. One day you'd be like, how did I even get to this level? You know? So when you have a great expectation of yourself, and that's it, you have to work on yourself, have great self-esteem, believe in God, because God is the only one that can give you an amazing, that can give you, the Holy Spirit in Acts 1:8 says the Holy Spirit will come upon you, right? The Holy Spirit gives you boldness. When the Holy Spirit lives in you, you see yourself manifesting things that you can never even imagine yourself manifest. But because the Spirit of the Lord lives in you, you can dream big. So invite the Spirit of the Lord into your heart today and tell him to come and believe in you, because once you do, as a Christian, I said that we Christians, we're so much of an advantage because it says that it will reveal the secret things of the world to us. So he's giving us that power once we go to him. He's giving us the power to have the secret of the world, the secret to make wealth. He's giving us the power to make wealth. He's giving us the power to better our life. Because the Lord, Jesus, when he was on earth, he suffered so that I can live. Jesus, he became poor so that I can become rich. So this is not even, it's not even rocket science. It's so simple. When you give it all to God, you kill procrastination, you work hard, everything works out for good to them that loves the Lord. And I do hope this has blessed you in some way, because I honestly feel like even sometimes I find myself doing it and I have to go back and go, come on, girl. No, don't procrastinate. Do it now, because tomorrow might be too late. Some things cannot wait till tomorrow. Some ideas cannot wait till tomorrow, because someone will steal it from you. And you might be thinking, but I was thinking about that. How were they able to read my mind? No, because God took that same idea that you did nothing with and gave it to them to do something with it. Don't let that be you. Please do not let that be you. Let God know that he can trust you with anything. Let him know that he can trust you with anything. I hope you've been blessed by this. If you have, please, if you have any questions, if you have anything that you would like to add to this, I would love to hear. Leave a review. Let me know that you dropped by and you actually watched this. You're watching it in your car when you get home. Leave a review or send an email to me. You can send me an email on, there's so many ways you can send me an email. On Instagram, Drew Me Grow. On Instagram, on Facebook, Drew Me Grow as well on Facebook. Send me a DM, send me an email. Let me know how you feel. Let me know how I can help you kill procrastination. That being said, do not forget to share. Share with your friends, your family, your brothers, sisters, whoever you feel like needs to hear this today. Tell them they need to kill that procrastination and act on being better. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Jumi. I am glam naturally, because I am so super duper glam with grace. Have an awesome, awesome day today. Thank you. Bye.